This is our devotional commentary for Psalm 87. And Pastor Doug Corlew, welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. On the Holy Mount stands the city he founded. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things of you are spoken, O city of God. Among those who know me, I mention Rahab and Babylon. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there, they say. And of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her. For the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord records, as he registers the peoples, this one was born there. Singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are in you. In the previous psalm, a great vision was announced of all the nations coming before the Lord to worship his name. Now in Psalm 87, it is happening. This may be the greatest missionary psalm of the Bible, for in it we read of Israel's notorious enemies who are not being judged, but converted. The picture is not just that these nations are coming to acknowledge the Lord, and it's not just that they are coming to worship God in his beloved Zion, the city of Jerusalem. Amazingly, we are told three times that all these former adversaries will actually be counted as those born in Zion. By God's grace, these Gentile nations are not just adopted into God's family, they are reckoned as native citizens. This prophecy is exactly what the New Testament sees as fulfilled in Jesus Christ and his church, which is called the true Israel, and whose members are counted as citizens of the true Zion. If you believe in Jesus, God now looks at you and says, this one was born there. Through faith in Christ, we, his former enemies, have our names recorded in the book of life. As those who are born again, we already belong to that future city, which is filled with fountains of endless joy. We can know true satisfaction and happiness even now, for Jesus promised that rivers of living water would flow from the hearts of all who find refreshment in him. Indeed, singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are in you. John Wesley's well-known hymn is based on the themes of this great psalm. It goes like this. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well supplies thy sons and daughters, and all fears of want removes. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst to quench? Grace, which, like the Lord the giver, never fails from age to age. Savior, if of Zion city, I through grace a member am, let the world deride or pity, I will glory in thy name. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show. Solid joys and lasting treasures, none but Zion's children know. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily the Word.